So here are just some quick reactionary thoughts to Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, which goes under the subtitle Roderick Rules, which I just saw a couple of hours ago. I did not have very high expectations for this. I hadn't seen the first film, nor have I read the books. It's based on a quite popular kid series of books by Jeff Kinney. But I was pleasantly surprised. It's not bad, it's not great. It's, set in sort of middle school, these 12-year-old kids, and it's basically about two brothers and how their relationship is strained, as all brothers are, but they learn to love each other in the end. It's all a very happy story. And it has this kind of sitcom-y, Malcolm in the Middle, Scrubs type feel where they do all these cutaways to these crazy goings on, and it's like a inoffensive sitcom episode. It's quite sweet, it's quite funny, and I think it works quite well for kids as well as adults. I mean, I saw it in a screening full of kids, and really the kids would have laughed just as much as the adults. There are quite a few gags that, they reference other things that clearly would just go over kids' heads. And the performances mostly are fine. The parents, one is played, their mother's played by Rachel Harris, as TV actress, and she's really great. And the father, who has hardly any dialogue, played by Steve Zahn, is pretty great too. I wouldn't recommend this movie to anyone other than its target demographic, sort of 9 to 13-year-olds would probably like it. But if you're a parent and you get dragged to it, you're not going to run screaming. I'd say check it out if you fall into one of those categories. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother. So you can find the rest of my reviews and everything I do on www.atonalfilm.com.